It's cool before she comes back. Fucking hell.
I'll head all the way mental because your wife walked past the house.
Leave us alone.
Just need private man time to talk.
Yeah.
Welcome to Podcast on Fire.
We're back.
No number. Because fuck knows when this will air. November 2013.
Possibly.
Fingers crossed. Hey, I am your host, Stuart Zahn, and joining me is still the easiest of A's.
Me.
Aye. Andy Walker.
Fuck.
Today we will be talking about films, not fatherhood.
No, aye.
We're doing this to get away.
If you want to care about that, go to your other podcast. Scottish people. Parents.
Parents on fire.
Yeah.
Kids, enough!
Kids on fire.
Sleepless nights. Green is not going to make the kettle boil any quicker.
Shut the fuck up!
You want more?
Daddy's playing the computer!
What do you want? She wants another baby before she's 30.
That's only 2 years.
I know.
Oh.
Anyway, let's forget about all of that.
Yeah.
Talk film. Today we are discussing Dragon from 2011, also known as Wu Jia.
Wu Jia, I reckon.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Asians. The fucking pronunciations of fucking English.
So this is the Peter Chan, Donnie Yen film from 2011.
Yep.
The cast consists.
I'm still with you.
Donnie Yen as. Is it Liu Jingzhai? I think it's like running from IMDb to what we had in UK release.
Mm.
Sometimes they change the names about. So, Donnie Yen is a.
It was Jinxie Liu. Jinxie Liu.
Aye, aye. Where they've switched it around with second name first and then the first name. And then there's Takeshi Kenshiro as detective as Zhu Baiju.
Is it Zhu Baiju?
Tang Wei as Ayu, the wife of Donnie Yen.
Is that his wife?
Yes.
You sure?
Aye.
I thought it was the mum.
No, no, no.
The fucker.
The woman you're thinking of is Cara Hoy.
No, it's just she's got the same fucking second name as the fucking the master.
Well, IMDb lists Cara Hoy as the master's wife.
Oh.
And Jimmy Wang Yu as the master. Other than that, there is. Well, that is really essentially our main cast for it.
Mm-hmm.
The story is from the back of the DVD case here. Legendary action superstar Donnie Yen stars as a reformed killer turned family man whose violent past is reawakened by a visit from a rival gang. When his actions attract unwanted attention,
yes.
A local detective is determined to bring him to justice but soon discovers he is no ordinary killer.
Yeah. Aye. So originally what I thought I was trying to fucking like guess the plot.
Trying to figure it out before it happens.
Aye. But I thought it was going to admit that he was the guy that poisoned him. Like he kind of the young lady poisoned his mum and dad and him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be that he's been hunting him down for fucking
for
years.
Aye.
And it's like finally found him kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So essentially thoughts on Dragon.
Awesome. Oh.
It's
the first Asian film I've seen in a long time and it's.
That has been like thoroughly impressive.
Yeah, it's been really good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was the thing, like we've been podcasting our version of Podcasting Fire for like about a year now.
Is it?
Aye, I think it was probably about this time last year that we were really getting into the swing of things, talking film and shit. And I mind that was some of our first recommendation was people was wanting us to tackle Dragon and see what we thought about it. But like for the United Kingdom, we had to be like the last cunts to have it released. Now this was originally released in 2011.
Yeah.
So that came out in China, July 2011. It was released in UK, May 2013.
What?
Even Spain got it before us.
Oh, fuck it, Spain.
Spain got it March 2013.
They didn't watch films. They just dance about and eat paella. So like, sleep in the middle of the afternoon.
Pretty much everyone else got it in 2011. Japan got it in 2012. Spain got it in 2013. Then us.
Even China's sworn enemies, Japan, go out before us. Fucking hell.
So, like, part of me's wondering, why did it take so long? But it's gone to the point now where the UK market for Asian cinema has just
dried up. In the water.
Like. Aye, it's old and crusty, and unless it's got Donnie Yen in it. Like,
yeah.
He is easily still one of the biggest selling points when it comes to like the UK's.
It's a Steven Seagal of Asia.
Aye, if they still loved them. So aye, it's like this, and it's Metrodome that released it. So these were the guys that also released the Warlords, Legend of the Fist,
right.
That Chen Zen, that kind of tripe. Like in Donnie Yen action movie we watched where he was running, he was like Bruce Lee character fighting the World War fucking Chinese Superman. So it was like total the two sides of it. It's like Donnie Yen is really like he could do the cheesiest popcorn action movies and then he could fucking pull out a fucking brilliant film. Aye. So this could be like the inclusion of Peter Chan, who is like a real big deal director. He's the guy that kind of does maybe your art house films. So like you know it's going to be a good film, but it might not be as attractive as like mindless martial arts movie with Donnie Yen flying about on wires. But like sort of mixing the two together actually comes out really well. Like, one of his last ones was The Warlords, which was Jet Li, Andy Lau, and Takeshi Kenshiro. And that was like a remake on an old Shaw Brothers movie called Blood Brothers.
Have I seen that?
I think when it first came out in 2007,
ages ago.
I imported it and I think we did watch it many, many moons ago.
Aye. Does it involve loads of horses circling somebody?
There is that.
I just fucking
and I get shot one holding up the severed head of like an enemy.
Aye.
So like, but that's also like the last 10 mainland war movies are all the fucking same.
Oh, right.
But we could always revisit that one.
Yeah.
But no, when I first watched this film, it was just so like surprised at how good it was.
Yeah.
There's even like some notes, like just the really kind of dark soundtrack. Like it was like a metal.
That's what I was saying. Like it's like an industrial fucking style.
Aye, just like a bass, just strumming as like Takeshi Kenshiro's characters, like doing his Sherlock Holmes. Like he's like picking apart the scene, finding out that Donnie Yen isn't just a simple family man that managed to fight off two bad guys, but he's actually this really elaborate,
skilled martial artist.
Aye, who just fucking destroyed these two men, but just tried to cover it up.
Aye.
And this Takeshi Kenshiro is like a smart enough detective to retrace all the steps like in his mind's eye and sort all this out. And it's really good that like I think the easy thing to compare it to is like Sherlock Holmes where he, like Robert Downey Jr. sits down. I need to rewatch it. There really is so much CGI deer in this. There is a fight scene.
What CGI coups?
But aye, that's one of the few things I remember with Detective D is CGI talking deer.
Oh.
And a lot of them.
I just made them in a big clock tower.
Aye. I think that did have some really good set pieces. I think there's a new one out, but they've went backwards. They're doing like Young Detective D.
Right.
So I guess that was sort of like their sort of Sherlock Holmes, but it's sort of like the way where he just kind of like the detective part where he just thinks out plots 10 moves ahead, but actually Kenshaw kind of goes backwards and figures out how everything happened, like how this tooth ended up in that jar, or even to the fucking footprints on the walls
and on the roof and
he's sussed out. And it's great that like you get to see it,
right.
And it's some like the initial reviews saying it's sort of like a brain tickling noir piece, and it is, it kind of like when they're doing it, it kind of piques your interest. It's like watching it, and then they show
you think, oh, this isn't just going to be like an all out and out fucking action film.
This is not going to turn it into like a courtroom drama where like the simple man gets taken to court for killing these two men and says, no, I just tried to do this. And then the reveal of all that, it's they take it a different route, but it's really like just so fucking well done. And it's just again with that dark kind of soundtrack, just as like the underlay of just the bass going dun, 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 and it picks up as it gets more elaborate. And it's just like when a penny drops, it's like the fucking music's up there with it, and it's like there's just like all these fucking key things that made this a really good fucking film.
Yeah,
and like that could be reflected in things like awards, and like the film got 15 nominations with 7 wins, so like it sweep the board at like the Hong Kong Film
Awards.
About
half of all its nominations it was.
Pretty much. I'll just rattle off some of the awards here, like the Asian Film Awards, like got away with Best Composer, Best Production Design, Cinematographer, Best Director at the Duvel Asian Film Festival. At the Hong Kong Film Awards of 2012, it got Best Cinematography, Best Original Film Score, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress.
Who won
film
Best
editing.
Actress?
Best Actress is Donnie Yen's wife.
Who won Best Supporting Actress?
Cara Hoy, the female fighter.
Aye. Won Best Supporting Actress for fucking 10 minutes you won.
Best Film Editing and Best Art Direction. Donnie Yen never got the Action Award.
Oh, I'll beat him.
I'm gonna have to find that suit. That's a wee bit like
what came out in 2007 or whenever it came out. When did it come out? 11.
2011. And it lost out to cinematography, action direction, makeup, sound, editing, visual effects, film song, film score. Best Chinese film from the Two Coasts.
Oh, fucking
action.
Hell.
Flying Swords of Dragon Gates.
Which was?
If that's what I think it is. Jet Li, Flying Swords of Dragon Gate, the 3D Choi Hark.
Right. Is that not you? You've got that.
We've got that. It was like bought for the podcast last year. Still sitting in the fucking cling film.
Fucking
master. So I guess that's fucking a wee reason to hey look at that one if that outstaged this, because that's usually like the big thing with like Donnie Yen films. You can usually know that it's going to be a really good action film.
He's good at his choreography.
And that's the thing, it's sort of like a hot debate. The new I noticed like on the podcast and Fire Facebook groups was he's got a new one out called Special ID. And it's another like cop martial arts thing,
right.
But they're basically saying outside the action, it's the fucking most brain dead film there is. Like the dialogue's supposed to be horrific, and like the story's not too much, but it's only really the action that is the glue that keeps this film together.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like debating, is how does this count for like film nowadays if the film's like fucking brain dead? So some folk are wondering like how long Donnie Yen could get away with, but like I need to look up because I do think it's all due to him. I doubt he wrote and directed.
He never created the screenplay or.
But like all the reviews coming out, like this film, like there is groups that have been like publicising, like this has been coming out for ages, and then when it's finally out now, he's like, that's terrible.
Pish.
So directed by Clarence Falk and written by Setsu Kamyun. So that's Clarence Fox is a familiar name, but I'm not sure about the writer, but it's got like Donnie Yen, Andy On, Colin Chow, like all really good on screen fighters.
Yeah.
So like, and Donnie Yen, as I said, fucking brilliant screen fighter anyway, like, for his films like SPL Killzone,
mm-hmm.
whereas like fucking modern day cop, like kind of like a police story but really intense action. And then like Dragon Tiger Gate, where's your sort of comic book style, and then where Donnie Yen's trying to get away for looking like a 20-year-old.
Oh,
all the guys,
this
everyone fucking Sean Yu with a silver wig, but still fucking really entertaining film. His Ip Man movies are fucking brilliant. Flashpoint is just like another this was cop action movie where the last 20 minutes is him and like Colin Chow doing like MMA style fighting in the woods and
flying
like
elbows everywhere,
throwing like just fighting in like a wee shanty, like just a wee derelict like building, just throwing himself off the balcony, smacking himself, doing everything on the way down. Donnie Yen being a fucking master sniper, like just some bits I could tell I thought kind of hate this film. The point where some guy's on a tree with an assault rifle shooting at Vok, someone drives a car into the tree, the guy flies up into the air, Donnie Yen manages to shoot him with a sniper rifle whilst he's in midair. Just like something you'd see in Call of Duty multiplayer.
God, a wee fucking spin shot.
It's like, how did you be able to snipe me in midair? It's like Donnie Yen's running through the bushes, stops him, fucking tags the dude. It's like, just punch him, Donnie, just punch him.
Until he drops to the ground and kick him in the bus and leave.
But like that thing, like I think I will always kind of just watch Donnie Yen film because it's nine out of ten times, it's fucking really good.
Yeah,
I just really enjoy the fucking just the action in these films.
What about watching the Blade film?
It was
fun. Would you go back and watch it again? Because he said it in his face.
No, really.
It's being down by Black Man.
But let's see. Like, Painted Skin was a film, wasn't it? Like, that actually surprised me more. That was a remake of like an older film about, I think that had sort of like your Chinese ghost story aspect to it with like succubuses. Like,
right.
Painted Skin was just the ghost as someone else and trying to attract people and taking souls, and Donnie Yen, just Donnie Yen fighting ghosts.
Yeah.
Bodyguards and Assassins, you fucking done really well in that. That was the one where they were trying to sneak out Sun Yat-sen for the city, and there's these assassins. Donnie Yen was like one of the guards.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Say got his acting props out of that. It's like the wee caddy driver that got beaten to death by the main bad guy. 14 Blades was, I think, kind of like the Chinese equivalent of Blade.
It was
just Donnie Yen with a suitcase with 14 swords and just a magical, they would just shoot what sword he would need out and you're just fighting in leathers.
Oh.
Chinese Blade. But aye, Special ID, I would, fuck, he's even called Dragon Chan.
Show Dragon Chan,
I reckon it's sort of like if you want your film to be taken seriously, like Tan Long, or
we definitely was called Dragon Lee. Or Chan Lee.
I think Dragon Lee is an actual Bruce Lee clone.
Oh, is it?
But even I'm looking forward to like his Iceman movies, the remake of Iceman Cometh, the film that starred Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
This was like supposed to be a huge 3D vehicle, which it was so big they split into two movies.
Right.
So it's Iceman and Iceman 2.
What would you say? Iceman Cometh.
Finishes the sentence in the second film. And if it looks at IMDb, they've got him attached to the next Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon movie.
Coming another in?
Yep, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2, The Green Destiny. And he's tagged as the Silent Wolf.
I think never.
It was.
It's too wiry for me, personally.
It's kind of like a more arty martial art film. Like, it's a beautiful film, like, it's really superbly shot.
Yeah.
It's something like. It blew up, so it got a lot of attention, and sure, and there's been like handfuls of better films since then, Like, this is one of these films that had done shit in like China and Hong Kong. They thought
they wanted a little bit over the top,
and like I'm pretty sure the winning shirt like on Zhangzi and wasn't like Charlie and Fat wasn't the big enough pool with him and Michelle Yao, but they fucking blew up at the Oscars and you can't even take it back now. But if it like basically if it makes it to the UK, I'll watch it. Like, importing nowadays is just a pain in the arse, especially like you've got a family to provide for. Sorry, I had to take that back.
Always comes back to the family.
So, Back to Dragon, fucking really, really good film.
Yep.
And this is like one of these occasions, sure, they sent us the DVD to review, but this is not like, man, this film's amazing, you should really buy it.
Aye. Like, for you, we're locked out this time.
Aye, this is actually like a fucking doofer. It's like, it's free and it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, the UK DVD itself is a little bit sparse.
Poor.
Like, 5 minute featurette, which is supposed to be 3 featurettes tied together.
And they have 5 minute fucking video.
Aye, so it is like Donnie Yen talking about the film, talking about influences, martial arts. Like
favourite scene.
50 seconds of like on set, and it even just kind of fades to black, like sort of like mid conversation.
He's in mid word and it cuts off.
Like his sentence was basically finished, but they just chose to end it right there. Then they tacked on the theatrical trailer as well. Probably the most offending thing about this release is DVD only.
Was it?
I went online because I thought, I'm going to upgrade the Blu-ray. Like, this is one of the genuinely good films.
Yeah.
It looks a fucking brilliant film. Like, they do a lot of the slow motion shots, like when Donnie Yen's character is fighting with like one of the thugs outside and then the war, and then fucking tacking all these slow motion effects, so it's his face and it's the war slowly moving. Like, all that shit would look amazing.
The bit cut at the end where he's cutting, trying to slice, and he slices a brain droplet.
Exactly, all these things would look fucking like, that's what Blu-ray for, high definition. This is what it's all for, and it exists. Like, Hong Kong's got the Blu-ray, America's got the Blu-ray, UK DVD only.
Bastards. That's like, it, what is this, uprooted to fucking America?
It's like, just what's the fucking point? If Legend of the Fist, Return of Chen's End got a Blu-ray release and this didn't, I reckon if it's because it's like, oh, we really shouldn't have released that on Blu-ray, we've lost so much money. So I reckon if like they're tightening their purse strings, like I reckon if Metrodome's Asian cinema section could be at the point of going, we can do what, I kind of put all our eggs in the one basket and blow our load, and then we're fucked. So, but the DVD will just have to do for now.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll release it on Blu-ray, so we just need to be lucky that we got it 2 years later.
Got it at all.
And that's the thing, like, if you haven't gotten hold of Dragon yet, it's like a fiver online now.
Yeah.
And it is fucking worth every fucking penny.
Oh,
it's a surprisingly good film. As we said, it's got your, like, Shaw Brothers stars in there, like Jimmy Wang Yu, like the original One Armed Swordsman, and Cara Hoy, who's like a big Shaw Brothers star as well for films like My Young Auntie and Lady is the Boss. So it's like sort of your female martial arts movies.
I didn't think she was that old.
I think it might have been, she was maybe in her 20s when she done those martial arts films.
Right.
So it could have been going back to the 80s. But I guess that's all the thing with doing like action things like that. It just kind of keeps them in good shape. So, try to think. Other members of the cast, obviously Takashi Kenshiro was well known internationally for like House of Flying Daggers, and I think we always remember him from the Onimusha video games.
Was he
the first and the third?
Aye, that's because they brought in Juby and they say, what the fuck are you
just kind of like the Jackie Chan equivalent. It was like, just to do with fat news.
Oh, look, here's Jobby. What's he got to do against demons? Get me Samanowski, you dick.
So, like, that was always like the sort of, like, always knew the guy, like, that guy looks familiar. Pretty sure I was the Fuhrer of Japan.
What was the one? Is it Versus or something it's called? Who's he in that? Reverse or something.
Are you talking about the third one when they get that Jean Reno?
No, the film, you the freak. Film.
Reverse.
It's Reverse.
Japanese gore film.
In the woods.
Nah, I didn't think they would have got him. That was like a low budget, like, film students with a shoestring budget. I didn't think they would have got, like, a leading actor. I think that was
What's the film of figure then?
You are.
Where he's, like, got the. He's got the JK. He's got the
Return. The Returner. That's sci fi film with him. That was around about the same time where we're basically.
Aye, I just kidding. It was about the same time where we're watching all the fucking Tartnasias.
Aye, just fucking ripping through Blockbuster's Asian section.
Yeah.
That sounds very filthy. Just ripping through the Asians. other than that, I guess our award winning leading lady. The easily knocked out mother, Tang Wei.
A 13-year-old woman.
I'll have to look up her.
Who is she?
1979, so that's 6 years on me. So she's in her mid-30s now.
I think the Chinese are taking the fucking title and never aging for the blacks. Like.
So she has only got 8 acting credits to her, but she really kind of came into the scene for starring in, I think it was Ang Lee's Lust Caution, which is
full on penetration.
There's full on, like, full frontal nudity between her and Tony Leung Chiu-Wai. There's, like, sex scenes where, like, fucking you see balls and everything. Like,
Body banging assholes.
the film is 157 minutes, so is that just shy of 3 hours? That's about 2 hours 40.
120 is 2 hours.
120. So that.
2 hours and 35 minutes.
Aye. So, a bit the length of the normal Dark Knight Rises nowadays. I mind renting that, and that took me fucking 2 nights to sit through the film with, a film with that length. And, directed by Ang Lee, an espionage thriller set during World War II era Shanghai, in which a young woman gets swept into a dangerous game of emotional intrigue with a powerful political figure, Mr. Yi, played by Tony Leung Chiu-Wai. And as they just show, like, just full on sex scenes in this film between the two of them, is like fucking nothing's left of the imagination. Like, Jesus Christ,
said putting nuts in their asshole.
It's definitely like, well, nothing's hidden in this film. And I try and remember anything else other than the red-blooded male aspect of the film.
Yeah.
So
there's a storyline.
Jen Carlock does make an appearance in it.
Is he in a woman?
He isn't, no, but spoiler, he does get a couple of knives.
Yeah.
He does get brutally murdered, I think. It's like, I'm pretty sure, like, the Tang Wei's, like, gets into some sort of acting troupe, and they are sort of like the rebels.
Yeah.
And there's something like Jin Carlock kind of cottons on, and he's trying to get out to warn the others, and one of the guys basically, someone like, to start stabbing him, and he runs away, falls in the staircase, so he's crawling to get outside, and they just sit on top of him, just twist his neck, I'm sure, or just, it's just a real brutal death for him.
Oh.
I actually think it's probably on things like Netflix nowadays anyway, so I might have to revisit it just for the story.
Yeah, he's not sexually frustrated at all. Oh.
It's the dead air is like, no. I just want to see it.
He's patiently watching for that fucking, what was it called? That fucking Shia LaBeouf film that's coming out.
Oh, this weird erotic.
Is it fucking nymphomaniac? It's 5 hours long.
Jesus Christ.
And it's full on hardcore.
So the American remake of Lust Caution. 2 more hours.
But they have I'll read up about it, so they actively look for it.
It's all news sites anyway. Like, I saw like the 10 film posters they put out of every cast member showing their old face.
Their cum face.
Aye. Of course Shia LaBeouf looks cool when he does hits.
No, but it's just they've actually filmed, it's basically hardcore porn that they've CGI'd the Shia LaBeouf's top half of his body onto the actual, it's basically they've got a stunt cock,
right,
and they've CGI'd him onto the person fucking.
Jesus
In the zoom out bits where you actually see them fucking going at it, they've actually placed him on top of the person that's actually doing it.
Right, so is it the same for the female lead?
I don't know.
What is this choice? I reckon if it's sort of like the acting thing of maybe Shia LaBeouf doesn't want to bang the actress, or the actress doesn't want to get banged by Shia LaBeouf, so they get two porn stars with painted green faces to have frantic sex, and then Shia LaBeouf has to reenact it in a fucking room himself.
I'm sure that's what I read.
Yeah. That just seems awkward. Just let them fuck.
Just let them fucking let me watch it.
Just come on and fuck. Like, guess what? You'll save a wheen of money.
Pregnancy.
Alright. You could maybe use CGI to remove the rubber.
Yeah.
No, that's just an awkward scar on his cock.
He's got one of the weird lips in there, by the way. He's got...
I got properly circumcised. I went all the way, dude. Looks like a fucking Doug's Red Rocket. Anyway.
Show me the photo.
Aye, so that was us. That's really the cast. We discussed what awards they got. For the box office, when it got its American release, it pulled in $11,000.
Oh, we were saying $11 million.
With the foreign market and worldwide altogether, it pulled in $29 million.
That's alright.
So there doesn't seem to be anything up there showing
it's
you.
It's near enough making Bad Grandpa Weekend money.
Aye. it's not got any links on there. The news showing you what the budget was.
Yeah.
But I think
They must have saved us some amount of money if they actually just walked into a town and said, "Right, we're shooting a film. You're on it."
Exactly. They just hired the villagers to just basically be villagers for their film.
Yeah.
Ignore the people running on the rooftops fighting and the waterfall of cows.
Waterfall of cow. Oh, that's shocking, eh? Chop Baku's head off just so he can put a guy in it to pretend he's
that's not part of the plot, by the way. There's not like
no
guy, it's like
that's just what happens behind the scenes.
The cow gang. The cow just stands up like
American Horror Story.
Aye. So really, aye, awards, box office, we've covered the main bit, and again, easily it is now available in the UK.
Yeah.
Got released this past summer. We at Podcast and Fire highly recommend it.
Yes. Worth a watch.
Are we giving a toss about the Asian film list?
I cannot remember for the life of me. That'll have to be postponed until you're there. So we're at yours. Or are you going
for you at home and us, log on to podcastandfire.com.
And does it have it on there?
On our homepage, there should be a link saying Podcast and Fire, brackets, Scottish edition, Asian movie chart. So run off from our last episode.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed it does include our Vengeance trilogy.
If you're not updated, you did.
I didn't update it.
Oh.
Anyway.
It's been like months.
It has been months. But I've been changing nappies, alright, Gaffney?
Fuck you. Gaffney. I changed nappies for a year before that.
Fuck off.
I changed nappies and I'm still there doing the fucking podcast.
I'll let you edit them this time then.
Fuck you.
Okay, so would you think I'd get into your top five? Do you want to know what your top five
no, I think
was?
The kid has got three of them are coming the Vengeance trilogy. So.
Shit, aye. Until next time.
Aye, we'll wait.
Until next time.
Remind us.
Aye, audience. You can remind us the following methods of facebook.com/POF network.
Yeah.
At Podcast and Fire for Twitter. Sure. And if you still use emails, podcastandfire@googlemail.com. That's all the ways you can find us. If you need more Podcast and Fire, just log on to podcastandfire.com. We've got a whole network of shows. Ken is knocking out the horror movies for October, and I'm pretty sure there's this week's
Halloween edition.
There is pretty some fucking horrific looking horror movies being discussed.
Fuck.
So, yeah.
So be sleep easy.
Stay away. Just buy Dragon.
Yeah.
And yeah, really, that's us.
I think so.
Till next time, where we will look to review a Thai martial arts movie, The Kick, starring
Kick.
Gianna Jun. Wait, no, that is the My Sassy Girl actress.
Fail.
Lassie for Chocolate and Raging Phoenix, alright?
Really?
Aye.
That disabled Lassie.
Aye, on screen disabled.
Oh, aye, sorry. Aye. She's not really disabled.
She's not really disabled.
She wasn't in a disabled Olympics.
No. Nah. Where are you going with that?
I actually thought she was a disabled fucking. A para Olympian. Or is that just a story of a film?
It could be a story of a film that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking shit. I must have dreamt it.
Oh shit, I'm quite glad I just double checked that. Click the record button on
if you did
Audacity.
You would have been out. And I threw you out the window, you cow.
No, don't work out through it.
Well, there's a kind of like a waterfall about fucking 200 metres away from us, it's called the sea. Threw you in that.
Until next time, Stuart Zolland, Andy
and
Walker.
And me, aye. Right.
Yeah.
I'm wet.
Aye.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
How long was that? That was surely an hour.
37 minutes.
Fuck off! I felt like I've been an hour and a half! What the fuck?